want us, everybody here, because fathers at times hurt, and because we are supposed to be the one playing the sacrifices, so fathers at times don't speak. They don't say the number of sacrifices they've gone through. They don't tell us the things they've done, and it is hurting. But I want us to celebrate all our fathers today and tell them thank you. We see your sacrifices. We see your sacrifices. We see your sacrifices. God bless you, our fathers. Can we stand up and celebrate our daddies? Tell them thank you. Celebrate them. We love you. We still look like we. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, our fathers, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, the one that is the Father of fathers, the one that is the Father of fatherless, we thank you for this time. Thank you for this Father's Day. We ask, as we go into your word, you will open our eyes and our hearts in the name of Jesus, that we will learn at your feet. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please, someone should turn their Bibles into Ephesians chapter 6. We are reading verses 1 to 4. Ephesians chapter 6. If you are there, just help me read verses 1 to 4. Yes, ma'am.
For this is the right thing to do. Respect your father and mother.
Respect your father and mother.
Is the first commandment.
Yes.
That has a promise.
Yes.
So that all may go well with you.
So respect your father so that all may go well with you.
And you may live a long time in the land.
If you don't want to die young. Now, what did the Bible say there? The Bible didn't say respect the father that pays your school fees. This is where the devil is cheating some of us, especially we adults. You are not talking to your father. You are not respecting, you are not honoring your father because of what he did when you were younger. Go ahead, ma'am. Yes.
Don't.
Don't provoke your children unto anger, parents. Yes. Thank you. God bless you, ma'am. So we're talking today about the Father's blessing. Somebody say that. Somebody say it. I'll just read out some statistics here. Just a few statistics. The statistic says 43% of children currently are growing up in homes without a father. As if you've seen my sermon. Why? Why is the devil attacking fatherhood this much? Why is the devil making us equally responsible? 43% of children, so almost half of the children we have are growing up in homes without a father. If your father is still at home, if your father is still doing things, even though it doesn't make sense, he doesn't do this. At least he's still at home. We're still talking about types of fathers that are absentee fathers, but 43% of children are growing up in homes without a father. Statistics 2. If a child grows up with a father, they are 40% likely to repeat in class. Not just because the father is dead in the life of the child, There is a 40% chance that that child will not repeat the class. We play down on the roles of fathers. As it is three. This is not Bible, this is just research. Rapists have some people that own houses and repeat offenders. They are 90% more likely to be from a house without a father or a house with an absent father.
So if you are an absent father, you are automatically raising a rapist, an arsonist, or a repeat offender, someone that will go to jail over and over again. 90% chance. In fact, it makes sense something that he went to a prison in America. And 90% of the inmates there have never met their father.
Thank God for the love of mothers. Oh, thank God, our mothers are wonderful. But my dear, the love, the discipline of the father, the anchor a father brings, the stability a father brings to the life of a child. Let me read out some more. Let's see if we can. 85% of minors, people under 18, 85% of minors in prison grew up without the father. Now, this is scary, shocking to me. Preschoolers, that's people in the nursery school, preschoolers with an involved father figure develop better verbal skills. Just because the father is around, the confidence of the child increases. And then the devil is making us busy. It is because of the children, you know, we are busy. But we are busy struggling and asking for money. Whereas the devil is taking over your home or your children. The devil will not take over your children. Girls are more likely to have teenage pregnancy if they grow up without the father. So if you have a daughter and you are not involved in the life of the daughter, you are automatically writing letters to teenage pregnancy. Girls develop stronger mathematics skills when growing up with a father in the home. Boys get better grades in school when the father is present in their life. These few statistics make you and I to admit and agree that a father is a blessing. Somebody say, a father is a blessing. A father is a blessing. That's one of the reasons why God gave them seeds. The father is a blessing, is one of the reasons why the seeds come through the father. If you look at the Bible says all blessings in the Bible are transferred from the father. Look at this. When Rebecca wanted to give up to inherit the blessing, not Esau. He wanted. Why can't she bless him?
Do you understand? Why can't she bless him?
You be blessed. He understood the place of fatherhood, and it is shocking that women nowadays play down with that table. Was she stupid? She wanted Rebecca to be, to inherit the blessing. She's not stupid. And she still said, go and do this so that you can get the blessing from your father. Your three Sorosuke mothers will start downplaying the father in the presence of the child. Then the child will not be able to respect, but look at what he read. Respect your father. So,
will automatically
make the fact the child will automatically limit the kind of blessing the father can have on the child. Just because of our ignorance. May we be wise today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said, may we be wise today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So don't take fathers for granted.
Yes,
if you are still lucky to have a father, there is a difference between. I want to say this to you, but I'm trying to look at how to say it in English. There's a difference between a ruler
and a ruler. What's the meaning? What's the meaning? Blessing is God.
So Jira is stronger than blessing. Even when English, not English, not English, English is not easy. See, everybody can pray for you. It's only Father that can bless you. It's only Father that can give you healing. And your father doesn't have to be a Christian to give you that blessing. Oh, we think that. See, we miss a lot because we choose not to honor our fathers. If you are still lucky. It is the fact that that man is the one that produced you. You came from his loins. That one has made him able to pass some generational blessing to you automatically. We don't know how the devil has manipulated us for long to ignore the role for fathers.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So I put here, a father is an anchor. A father is an anchor. What does an anchor do in a ship? When there is a storm, when there is, the anchor is dropped. So the anchor goes down into the ocean and finds a rock and clips the rock. So no matter what is shaking the ship, the anchor does what? Holds the ship so that it doesn't capsize. A father is an anchor. Even though Yoruba song that is common, that we all sing that mother is gold, father is mirror. I've always had an issue with that since I was a child. How would that be a mirror? Mirror that I can just break. That was my childish interpretation. I don't know if it is deeper in Yoruba, but if you look at the father being an anchor, it doesn't have to. An anchor is always not beautiful. An anchor is always painted and then used to develop. What is the issue? Is the outside that is beautiful? Paint the exterior, you design it, all those things. If there's no anchor, that should be that side. The anchor at times is put at the bottom of the ship. But when you need an anchor, that anchor is not there, it should be that side. A father is a stability. As men here, we should go with that mindset. One of my friends, I want to do. So the husband just said, they had like two ourselves. The husband just told the wife, all our actions are good. They are beginning to have their children almost coming to 2 years and things like that. He said he asked his son to mop the floor, and the guy doesn't know how to mop the floor. How will you not? Like, just because that unconsciously, he didn't know that just because any small thing, the ourselves will have done it. Any small thing, the ourselves will have done it. So you don't know how to swim, you don't have, okay, ourselves. God bless you. Thank you for your service. You can go. All the work in this house, the people will do it. So, he has said something that tricked me. He said, he looked at his sons and told them, I'm not being your father for you to like him. If you like, don't like him. Don't worry. I'll be your father for you for your life to be good. There are times that as fathers, That's an anchor. The guy just looked at it that I came from a humble background, yes, but God has blessed me. But now my son doesn't want to come to the floor. Like, how? Okay, and then he made the decision that the heads that are all of them, they will grow up and go and eat. You don't like me, don't worry, you don't like me. You will like me when you are old. Hallelujah. A father is an anchor. Thank God for the love of mothers. But ladies and gentlemen, that a nod or a smile from a father is worth 10,000 kisses from a mother. Why? Because you yourself know that you can be messing up. And the woman will still be saying, hey, mama, you didn't know, you didn't need your purpose. Am I right?
Yes,
but a father who wants to, do you understand? A father is an anchor. That is why the affirmation from a father goes a long way. See, a number of girls that end up being loose is because they're just looking for that affirmation from the father. The father never gave them that affirmation that you are beautiful, you are good looking. The mother may say it 1 million times. But that was that the father was able to give that confidence. Somebody, a father is an anchor. So I'm going to give us three classes of fathers. Number one, you have biological fathers. That's explainable. The children that you gave birth to biologically or the one that gave birth to you, those are biological fathers. We have spiritual fathers. That's spiritual fathers. Those who watch over you spiritually. You deserve the same honor and treatment of the father. Now, you also have mentors. If you are going through life without mentors, without these three fathers, in fact, you can go through life without your biological father. Because life can make it happen that people will lose their fathers at an early age. Am I right? People are able to. Some people never miss their fathers. But life will always bring a father to go into your life. God will always make someone take you up. So you may not have a biological father, but you must have a spiritual father. You must have a mentor. You don't go through life without a mentor. You will make several mistakes. You should not go through life without a spiritual father. Who watches over your soul? Spiritual fathers will not call you son, wake up and start praying. When you start praying, we are taught some verses from.
Let me tell you a story. We heard this story at the pastor's conference last year. It changed my understanding of fatherhood. There was a father, a spiritual father, a prophet, who had a son, a spiritual son. And the son was about to, I'm trying to remember the exact story. Maybe the son was about to release some anointing on the life of the son. So was praying for him. Just said, bring it! I collect it from you. Me, my head has sparked already. Which kind of father is this? How will the son that served you? They are now collecting the glory. After about 4 years, the son was still there serving. After about 4 or 5 years, now call the son. That's what I collected for you 5 years ago. I saw some people standing to snatch it from you. You were not mature enough. You would have collected it for 5 years ago. You know you could have it. That was why I collected it for you. Yay! And the man was like, if it was children of nowadays, they say, hey, Papa doesn't like me. Hey, one man, you have collected that food from you. That will grow, you have collected it from you. But a father will see it. This boy is not mature enough, he's not strong enough for this thing. You cannot go through life without a spiritual father. Because life is spiritual. Mentors could be your career mentor, could be a financial mentor, a family mentor, mentors are also equally important. The same honor you give your biological father, give to this two classes of father. Now, don't honor your spiritual father and dishonor your biological father. That is the balance. Don't honor your mentor and dishonor your biological father. Don't honor your biological father and dishonor your spiritual father. Those are extremes. You understand? Each extreme.
Some people say that, what you've not done for your father,
you are going to do for your pastor, is an extreme. Yes, don't neglect your father at the expense of your pastor. But don't neglect your pastor because of this woke Sorosoke idol generation. Life is spiritual. Hey. There are some things that is reflected in your spirit. A mentor will just call you and say, start fasting today. There should be people in your life that they can just call you now and join you to fasting now. And you don't have to start explaining. There are people in your life that will tell you to stop now and you stop. If there's nobody in your life like that, my brother, my sister, you are on your way to give your
hallelujah. So let's just go into a few thoughts. Number one, understanding the blessing.
Understanding the Father's blessing.
The Father's blessing is not just
an expression of love
or words of affirmation.
No.
The Father's blessing is spiritual. It is a spiritual impartation that releases favor, purpose, and destiny into our lives.
A Father's blessing is a spiritual impartation
that releases favor, purpose, and destiny into our lives.
A Father's blessing is a spiritual impartation that releases favor, purpose, and destiny into our lives.
Generational, a father's blessing.
Mummy Adeboye was praying for her son.
That's grandma,
the mother of Papa Adeboye. That when you call on one person, 1,000 people will answer you. The mother was not a Christian then. When the mother was saying that blessing, she was not a Christian. But that is the blessing.
Automatically release people. So it is a divine act of speaking life and speaking God's will over your children. The Father's blessing is a divine act of speaking life and speaking God's will over your children. Hallelujah. And there are examples of it all over the Bible. Abraham blessing Isaac, Isaac blessing Jacob, Jacob blessing his 12 sons, and so on. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, let me release some facts under understanding the Father's blessing. Fact number one, fathers themselves are blessings.
For you to have a father is a blessing. Don't listen to people that will tell you that men are strong. I pity you. Don't listen to them. Honor your own father. If you still have a father alive, call them. Call your father. Father said this to me. Just say thank you. Dad, I just want to thank you. There was I was young. I remember things a lot. I was very young when my father was
Someone came to complain to my father about their home.
I was a teenager then. I was just his dropping now. I was telling what he was saying. That the uncle doesn't do this. The uncle doesn't give him money.
She was living in the uncle's house. My father was around counting. You are eating in the house, baby. Yes. You are drinking water. Yes. You are sleeping in the house. The uncle is paying house rent. He's paying electricity bill. He doesn't do anything.
So my father said something. I didn't realize this until I
until I got married and became a father myself.
He said, this your uncle may not have 1,000 naira to spend on himself in the month.
You don't get it. He may be earning 500,000. Out of that 500,000, he may not spend 1,000 on himself in a month. Fathers, am I like?
We pay everybody. You spend money for everybody. You give money to everybody.
But you yourself.
See, Fathers, you pay. Okay, maybe you didn't plan it. But this month, get some money. The fruit of your own hand. Take yourself out.
Go and buy pizza alone. Don't share it. Am I right?
Don't give it to
anyone. Don't come up. Don't come up with it. Stay in Domino's and eat it and finish it. Not because I'm the man working for this money. I just want to eat it.
If you're not careful, you will not even eat your own.
Am I right?
You must do this. Pay as well.
Pay this one. Money for soup.
You
buy one, replace this one. Before you know, your own yourself. Fathers are blessings, and God specifically placed them in our lives to transfer blessings to us.
Church, don't be bitter against your father.
Don't be bitter against your father. Don't be bitter against your father. So that the blessing God placed on him can be transferred to you.
It's not for your sake, it's for your sake. Don't be bitter against him for your own sake. He knows. The blessing will enter once you know. Blessing the only blessing enters the room. He will go with the blessing.
You need your father more than he needs you.
See, and my Bible used to say it. By the grace of God, we take care of him, we send him money. I've started sending him money years before. I think it was richer than me. He had more money than me, but we shall send him money. And he used to say that the money you are sending is more for you than for me.
The money you are sending to your father, even though that's what your father is going to use to eat.
But my brother and my sister, if you don't send that money, your father will eat.
He will eat it.
Yes, sir.
So it is not for you to take care of your parents. It is more for your benefit. For you not to be bitter against them.
Hallelujah.
So don't be bitter against your father. There are certain blessings that fathers carry. Fact number two. It is when you honor your father in obedience to God's word that it is when you honor your father in obedience to God's word. And that is the only way to release the blessing of the Father.
You are not honoring your Father because he took care of you. He paid your school fees.
Yes, that's good. You are honoring him because it is in obedience to God's word. So even when you think that
there's an adage in Yoruba that a child that says that his father doesn't have money, it doesn't mean your papa never blew. Maybe you also become the papa, you also become a father. Let's see how
in my university,
campus fellowship. I have an alumni fellowship.
So the student body are always
in those days, I think they've changed.
They always
not this year, it's not this time for a complaint. They're not doing this, giving us money.
So I used to tell them that if you be moved,
yeah, if I'm going to live up,
next year
you will join another
one. Come on. Oh, King, fathers are not, you will soon become a father.
We will see how you will run now.
Hallelujah. So it is why you honor, so no matter what your father did or didn't do, don't let that determine
whether or not you honor him.
You honor him
in respect and in obedience to the word of God.
Fact number three. If that's the only way to be well with you,
yes.
If you want it to be well with you, you must honor your mother. The truth is, life is full of difficulties.
Life normally, you don't even have to offend anybody for difficulty to follow you in life.
Do you understand? You don't have to carry any
ancestral cost. The Bible says the evil of each day is enough for the day. The evil, evil is just hanging around looking for who to
So, you don't want to add to the difficulty that exists in life by dishonoring your father. So, you don't want to go through life without the blessing of the father. You don't want to do that. And fact number four, you will live long.
Amen.
If you honor your father,
you will live long. Amen. Sadly, most kids with fathers don't appreciate having them. Why? Because we don't know the value of what we have or do you lose them.
Two things, either you lose them or until you become a father yourself.
Don't wait till it's too late to appreciate your father.
Don't spend millions on your father's burial when you cannot spend millions on his birthday. I'm not saying it's wrong to honor the dead when they are gone. I'm not saying it's bad. The Bible says if you don't honor the dead, you don't celebrate the burial of the dead of the elderly man who is dead. A child that was miscarried is better than us. So I'm not saying you should not celebrate your parents. When they are gone. However, don't kill three cows for burial when you cannot kill those cows for burial. And then your mommy and daddy when they are alive.
Hallelujah. Part B, the power of words. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." So the word spoken by a father carries great weight in the life of their children.
Fathers, don't talk anyhow to your children.
Don't joke.
In fact, I guess don't talk negatively about your children. You understand?
Don't say I'm just joking. Fathers, the words you speak carry great weight in the life of your children. A father's words or a father's blessing has the potential to shape the self-esteem of your child. Your words have the potential to shape the identity and sense of purpose of your child.
Your child is nothing you can do. In fact, the fact that you are from me automatically success in life.
What's that child?
It's like you set the child on fire. The father is me that gave birth to you. Okay? That shows that you are the best already.
So the power use of the words you speak to these children
can shape their self-esteem forever.
You see girls trying to look for boys, jump from man to man, looking for affirmation because they didn't get it from their father. Boys go jumping from gang to gang. Because the father keeps saying negative things about them. Number C, the healing and restorative nature of the father's blessing. Healing and restorative nature of the father's blessing. For some of us who have experienced absence of a father's blessing, or have been wounded by negative words, or actions from our fathers.
But through Christ, who is the best father? There's a song in our book. I will sing it for you. Bi baba ni on toju wa o si mo a
Relationship we have with our heavenly Father, and we think we God. Whereas when you are a sinner, God is come. Let me wash you. Let me bring you up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you if you've been wounded by a father, you've been hurt by a father, there is Christ.
Oh, yes.
We have a heavenly Father who longs to bless us. He's like he's longing to bless you. If you have a father who
told me, I almost didn't believe that their father always told them that you cannot go to me.
I said you laugh. If I say you don't laugh, you never say good. If that person is not singing that song, you'll be scared of God. Do you understand? So there are fathers, in fairness, who have hurt their kids. There are fathers who have spoken negatively into the life of their kids. But you have a father in heaven who longs to bless you. Who longs to bless you. He loves. He's not called, come and let me bless you. That's what God is saying. Come, let me bless you. In blessing, I will bless you. It is people that have that negative relationship with the father.
I think that God is a God of all of us. No, sir. God wants to bless you.
So, if you have a father who is always against you, against your success, you know, there are some people, they are not sharing their success with their father.
The man will be famous. Except we are deceiving ourselves. The man will run with his guy. There are people like that.
But you have a father in heaven whose love is unconditional, whose blessing can bring healing and restoration.
In fact, the blessing of God can bring healing and restoration to that unloving father.
Remember, we said that you love that father, that earthly father, not because of what he has done for you, but because the Bible commands it. But you are still hurt. We are human beings. You can accept one people to send someone as if you are angels and you can never be hurt.
Yes, you've been hurt, but you have an heavenly father who can heal that hurt because he's longing to bless you.
His blessing can bring the healing and the restoration for the broken areas of our lives. His blessing can bring healing and restoration to the broken areas of our lives. His blessing can break the cycle of generational wounds and bring forth new life.
The blessing of God can break generational wounds.
Because at times, the father who said, that was, maybe the father is thinking, that was how his own father crossed him. So it has become a good journey.
Because has become so.
So the blessing of God will break that cycle of generational wound. Why is it that fathers, if you can look at your generation, why is it that fathers and sons are always like this?
If you don't bring it yourself, you have a son. Both are fathers and daughters. I always like this in my life. The blessing of God, this day, on this Father's Day, will break that generational move in the name of Jesus.
What are the seven roles of a father? I'll just list them. Maybe one of them will take that as a seven. Seven roles of a father. A father is a provider. A father is a protector. A father is a leader. A father is a teacher. A father is an helper. A father is an encourager. And a father is a friend. One, provider, protector, leader, teacher, helper, encourager, and friend.
We'll go through this some other time.
It will take some time. So, and number D, let's just wrap up then. Someone. Extending the blessing. Extending the Father's blessing. Extending the blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So just as we have received the blessing from God, especially
we fathers,
will extend that blessing to others. Extend it to your wife. Extend it to your children. As fathers, we have a responsibility. I put it here.
We have a tremendous responsibility.
Not just a responsibility. It's a huge responsibility to bless our children.
Not just bless our children, bless our future generation. I was in the car sometimes. I was coming from the south.
And we're just talking. They were talking about some rich men in Nigeria and how their own grandfathers have done some things
to make them wealthy.
One of the guys just said in the post that if these people don't have witches in their life,
why is it that you don't have a life in their life?
Some people have made some sacrifices
in some investments that children's children.
I was listening to a message by Pastor Paul.
He said, when he dies, that his wife will cry that he's missing him. But when she sees the will and the alert,
I love you, I love you, Dad.
Just stay there. Because he himself is also a benefactor. Their grandfather, if you know the properties, that the rent on some of the properties those guys own, because their grandfather saw the vision. For their fourth generation. So it is a responsibility for us to bless our children, not just our children, but our future generation. The Bible says in Hebrews that Levi pays tithes to Melchizedek. Levi
never blessed Melchizedek. Who blessed Melchizedek?
Who? Abraham. Abraham paid tithes. God counted it to four generations. If I do something now, and that effect
has sent to my great grandchildren, what kind of blessing is that?
So, as fathers, we must start taking actions that even our fourth generation was like, thank you for grandpa. Thank God for great grandpa. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So even those of us who are not fathers, it can be mentors. It can be spiritual fathers. It can be a blessing to those around us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our words and actions have the power to shape the destiny of others and bring them closer to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, the Father's blessing, in conclusion, is not limited to our earthly experiences, but extends to the unconditional love and blessing of our Heavenly Father. Through his blessing, we can find strength, we can find purpose, we can find healing. May we seek the Father's blessing and carry it forth in our lives, transforming the world around us with the power of God's love. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, our time is gone. Let's be on our feet. Hallelujah. We're going to say some prayers. We have quite a number of prayers here. Maybe we'll just take one or two prayers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, someone wants to say, Lord, bless me with the ability to provide for my family. I've listed those 7 things the Father wants to be. He is a provider, to be a protector, to be a leader, a friend. Give me the ability to be a provider, both physically, emotionally, financially. Give me that ability. Shall we get your prayer? Father, let me know all about my prayer. Pray for your man, pray for your husband. Give me the ability to be a provider for my family indeed. In the name of Jesus. Give me the ability to be a provider for my family. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I declare unity and harmony within my family. Everybody begin to pray, begin to pray. Lord, I declare harmony in my family. I declare unity in my family. I declare harmony in my family. Unity and harmony within my family. In the name of Jesus. I declare unity and harmony within my family. Open your mouth, pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray, pray, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I declare unity and harmony in my family. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, in the name of Jesus. Shout it, say, in the name of Jesus. I pray for restoration and healing in any broken relationship in my family. Come on, begin to pray, begin to pray. I pray for restoration and pray for healing in any broken relationship in my family, any broken relationship in my home, any broken relationship with my father, with my mother, with people around me. I pray for restoration. Come on, let the Lord heal your heart. Let the Lord heal your heart. Let the power of Gideon heal your heart. Let the power of Gideon heal your heart. I pray for restoration. I pray for healing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody come inside. Everybody please come inside. Come inside. Everybody come inside. I want us to pray for our fathers. I want us to pray for our fathers. I want us to bless your father. Children, I want us to pray for our fathers. Make sure the name of your father. Bless you. Open your mouth and bless your father. I pray for my father, for your the Lord will bless you. Your sacrifices are not in vain. In the name of Jesus, you will express lifting, not promotion. In the name of Jesus, lifting of your lifting. In the name of Jesus, multiple promotion, multiple breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, you will express lifting. Supernatural every day of your life, the Lord will give you good health. You will eat the fruit of your labor with good health and sound mind. In the name of Jesus, pray for your father. Pray for your father. Pray for your father. Children, pray for your daddy. Your daddy will live long. The Lord will provide for him. The Lord will meet his needs. In the name of Jesus, your daddy will not fall sick. Pray for your daddy. That your daddy will not fall sick. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's lift up all the fathers in the world, all the fathers around us, who may be struggling with their roles. All the fathers that the devil is attacking. All the fathers that the devil is attacking. Let's lift them up unto the Lord. The Lord, please bless our fathers. Let all the fathers struggling with their role, the Lord grant them strength. Grant them wisdom, grant them encouragement to navigate the challenges of fatherhood. Pray for all the fathers in the world. All the fathers struggling with their roles. Lord, we pray for them, Lord. Grant them the wisdom. Grant them the strength. Grant them the discernment, the encouragement to navigate the challenges in the name of Jesus. Grant them the wisdom to navigate the challenges of fatherhood.
In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I will give my King of glory. We want to thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for your word and thank you for the set minister of this assembly. We say, be thou glorified in Jesus' name.
Amen.
For the honor of your word this morning,